Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Video recently gained attention on social media showing Rudy Giuliani shaving at a table in an airport restaurant. And it's even worse than it sounds because he was shaving his bikini line.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to pop singer and actor Selena Gomez. But first, a closer look.
Republicans are standing in the way of urgently needed action to take on the real-world effects of climate change, even after the destruction wrought by Hurricane Ida, and at the same time, they're also staging a stunning and brazen attack on Roe v. Wade with the help of conservatives on the Supreme Court. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Well, last week was a real bad news parade and we were off, which means I didn't have the catharsis of the show to vent all my outrage. Making matters worse, I spent the week at my least favorite place on earth, the beach, where not only was I hot and sandy, but my kids were giving me hell because I didn't bring the right plastic shovels they liked. And I'm like, what's wrong with this shovel? And they said, we like the green ones. And I said, well, I like staying inside and doing the New York Times spelling bee, so we don't always get what we want. And then they said, you're stupid. And I said, stupid? Actually, 3 out of 7 days, I'm a genius. And when I'm not, it's because of some dumbass, not a word pangram, like jouncing. Anyway, in these days, you don't have to look very far for bad news. Here in New York City, the destruction from Hurricane Ida was so bad, there were practically rivers pouring into people's homes and cars floating in 5 feet of water. The flooding was so bad, the subway looked like a whitewater rapid. I was waiting for an F train, and instead, an MTA canoe pulled up. And even that had a guy with a bike taking up space. It's undeniable, as it has been for a long time, that climate change is intensifying these storms and having deadly real-world impacts right now, as we can see in front of us with our own eyes. Much of the West has been on fire this summer. Wildfire smoke has drifted all the way across the country and made the air toxic on the East Coast. In New York City, just had to declare its first ever flash flood emergency. It's getting so bad that Pizza Rat has taken up water ballet. And I hope, I just hope, that he waited a half hour after eating. He looks great. Because he ate a lot of pizza, and he didn't look great, but now he's swimming. He looks great. And yet, as they were airing a press conference with local officials discussing storm damage, the supposed news side of Fox News cut away and dismissed any discussion of climate change as, quote, political.
Because of climate change and these record storms, storms that were once in 500 years, I'm told, now that we've got to look at them to be storms that come in a regular manner, more intense as indicated. And so I want to thank, I spoke to Speaker Pelosi to make sure that we work very closely with Senator Schumer so there's no separation between the House and the Senate, and I think all of the members of the United States Congress, and bringing the resources here to the city of New York. Let me thank the mayor and the governor for them working on this instantaneously.
Pop,
now we
pop
know happened
this,
to be here.
You know, it's turned political Queens, quite quickly. It didn't take long to put the focus on, quote unquote, climate change.
That's Fox quote unquote news. We're way past the quote unquote part of climate change. Americans are dealing with unprecedented flooding and deadly wildfires intensified by climate change. And you guys sounds like parents trying to understand TikTok. My kids keep filming themselves singing sea shanties in their bedroom. I guess they're trying to go quote unquote viral. But it's not just these anti-science reactionaries we have to contend with. There are also the so-called moderate Democrats standing in the way of major climate legislation, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who recently announced that he won't support the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill that contains, among other things, significant investments in climate infrastructure.
Moderate Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is urging fellow Democrats to hit the pause button on that $3.5 trillion spending bill, saying there are more urgent priorities.
Manchin in the past has already raised concerns about the price tag, but now he is raising concerns about the timing. And that could throw the wrench in this process and could upend efforts to pass this, as well as a separate $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan. Now, just moments ago, he wrote in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, instead of rushing to spend trillions on new government programs and additional stimulus funding, Congress should hit a strategic pause.
First of all, what would a pause look like on Capitol Hill, a place where it takes longer to pass a single piece of legislation than it takes to get a third season of Succession? And don't get me wrong, I cannot wait for a new season of Succession. I just worry when Logan Roy has more time to scheme. Dad? Second, you want to pause on legislation that would, among other things, expand healthcare amid a once-in-a-century pandemic, invest in job-creating infrastructure amid an unemployment crisis and address climate change amid unprecedented floods and fires? You really think now is the time for a pause? You're like the guy in the zombie movie who thinks everyone should stop running toward the military base and instead just hide out in the shed. Guys, I know zombies. They're not gonna come into the shed. Now, which one of you is shuffling and moaning? Oh, no! I'm sorry, you don't get to take a pause when the stakes are this high. Although I guess you don't have to worry about rising sea levels when your house is a boat.
Your profile of Manchin, it's got a lot of really interesting details, not the least of which is that the senator lives on the Potomac River in a houseboat named after a John Denver lyric.
Back in March, Ron Klain, the chief of staff of the White House, went to dinner with Joe Manchin. One thing I discovered during the reporting, went to visit him on that houseboat. They had dinner, and during the dinner, President Biden called and said, you know, when are you inviting me out there?
Why does a senator have a houseboat? Houseboats are for cops who play by their own rules and drink whiskey from the bottle while looking at a framed photo of their ex-wife. Oh, sure, she's with that fancy lawyer now, but I'll bet she still thinks about you all the time. God, you guys sure had some good times. Oh, you fought like cats and dogs, but damn it, she could always find the pan grab. You jounced my heart, Sheila! Also, Lindsey Graham was reportedly on the boat before he was diagnosed with COVID, and COVID aside, I can't think of anything less appealing than being trapped on a houseboat with Lindsey Graham. If you ever find my body floating in the East River, it was one or two things. Either the mom put a hit out on me for making too many jokes about the Mets, or I was on a houseboat with Lindsey Graham and swimming home was the only other option. Where are you going? I was just about to crack open a sarsaparilla and tell you about the time I was voted most polite at the Meemaw Awards. It's an award voted on and presented by my Meemaw. I usually sweep the major categories. Splash! The nation faces a series of massive existential crises brewing all at once, and we can't just sit around and wait for one guy on a houseboat to decide whether he wants to do something about it, whether it's the pandemic, climate change, democracy itself, or the right's intensifying assault on Roe v. Wade, which took a horrifying turn last week when the Supreme Court, in the dead of night, upheld a heinous and truly diabolical law in Texas that bans abortions in brazen defiance of the Supreme Court precedent and the Constitution.
In the dead of night, they did it in the dead of night, five Republican Supreme Court justices, including three appointed by Donald Trump, a man who lost the popular vote in 2016 by nearly 3 million votes. They destroyed a woman's right to bodily autonomy and reproductive choice, first in the state of Texas, but who knows what's next. And they did it shortly before midnight. No big public announcement with an order that is barely more than a page long.
That's right. They did it in the dead of the night and little more than a page. The same way a rich kid half-asses a freshman English paper because he knows he can't fail out. The font is size 16. The margins are 2 inches on each side. And at one point you claim Beowulf is about a wolf who lives by the bay on a houseboat like my dad, the senator. A minus. Also, three of the five justices who wrote this odious and contemptuous ruling were appointed by a deeply unpopular one-term president who lost the popular vote by 3 million. They gutted a woman's right to choose in Texas and who knows where else next, despite never commanding majority support from the American people. And they don't give a because they're there for life. I mean, if that's how our government's going to work, then why not just have a monarchy? At least then we'd have more messy tabloid drama and a Netflix show called The Gavel, where the men get played by actors who are way better looking than the actual royals. I mean, I'm sorry, but Prince Charles being played by Dominic West? Who's your casting director? Prince Charles?
Another option, of course, is putting fake ears on Ryan Gosling. Would that work?
I mean, how much clearer can it get that our democracy is on fire and that we desperately need far-reaching changes like Supreme Court reform, eliminating the Electoral College, banning gerrymandering, and radically expanding voting rights? And just to underscore the point, the dissents from liberal justices were righteous in their fury and accurately captured just how reckless and grotesque this ruling was.
Sonia Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent that reads this way: "The court's order is stunning, presented with an application to enjoin a flagrantly unconstitutional law engineered to prohibit women from exercising their constitutional rights and evade judicial scrutiny. A majority of justices have opted to bury their heads in the sand."
In effect, the Texas legislature has deputized the state citizens as bounty hunters, offering them cash prizes for civilly prosecuting their neighbors' medical procedures.
I mean, they're obviously right. In fact, here's a clue as to how insane this Texas law is. You never want to see the words bounty hunters and cash prizes in a Supreme Court document. You want to see them in a 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Money Hunt.
"The only way I can get the money for my wife's surgery is if I capture Delgado! Where are you hiding, Delgado? Are you on the houseboat? Are you in the shed?"
As the dissenters explained, the conservative majority on the Supreme Court basically just laid out a roadmap for how you can get around a constitutional right they don't like, in this case, a woman's right to bodily autonomy and reproductive choice. Just let citizens do the dirty work. It's insane. Something tells me those same five justices would never let such a law stand for, say, the Second Amendment. Imagine if a blue state like New York or California passed a law allowing any citizen to sue any other citizen for buying or intending to buy a gun. I mean, how would that even work? You'd have to go to someone's house and serve them with a lawsuit knowing they just bought a gun. I don't even like knocking on a neighbor's door when I'm friends with them. One time my kids chucked a Frisbee in a neighbor's yard. Instead of asking for it back, I just told them to learn a different sport. They're getting into baseball now. And even though it's only been a couple weeks, they're already better with men on base than the Yankees. That's right. The Yankees are the new Mets. Party's over, Wally. Oh, you had your fun, Wally. You had your fun, but the party's over, Wally. Seriously, though, the blue states should just go ahead and do it. Just write a Texas-style law, but for guns or supporting Trump online or whatever, just with the conservatives on the court and expose their bad faith bull. I'm guessing Kavanaugh would have another 80s movie villain temper tantrum where he looks like the vice principal telling Michael J. Fox a wolf can't play basketball.
Delgado!
And, of course, we were assured repeatedly by the same bad faith liars who always lie to justify their cowardice that this day would never come. It would never come. Like Maine Senator Susan Collins.
How can you be, or are you, 100% certain, without a doubt, that Brett Kavanaugh will not overturn Roe v. Wade?
I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn Roe v.
Wade. Precedents are overturned all the time.
They aren't overturned all the time.
More than...
And listen to the standards that he put forth in his conversation with me and also in the hearing. He says for a precedent, a long-established precedent like Roe, to be overturned, it would have to have been grievously wrong and deeply inconsistent. He noted that Roe had been reaffirmed 19 years later by Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and that it was precedent on precedent. He said it should be extremely rare that it be overturned, and it should be an example.
So you have obviously full confidence.
I do.
If you ever see Susan Collins on your TV telling you it's going to be 80 degrees and sunny out, grab that umbrella. And among the many horrifying and heinous aspects of this bill is the fact that the Texas lawmakers behind it can't even defend its abject cruelty. Without making it clear, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. For example, the law doesn't even provide exceptions for rape or incest. When he was asked about that yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott claimed the bill supposedly allows 6 weeks to get an abortion, a response that was so vile and moronic it was left to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to explain how basic biology works.
I find Governor Abbott's comments disgusting, and I think there's twofold. One, I don't know if he is familiar with a menstruating person's body. In fact, I do know that he's not familiar with a woman, with a female or menstruating person's body, because if he did, he would know that you don't have 6 weeks. Is that quote unquote 6 weeks? And I'm sorry we have to break it down on, you know, break down biology 101 on national television. But in case no one has informed him before in our life, in his life, 6 weeks pregnant means 2 weeks late for your period. And 2 weeks late on your period for any person with a menstrual cycle, can happen if you're stressed, if your diet changes, or for really no reason at all. So you don't have 6 weeks. That's first things first.
It's a shame that it's even necessary for AOC to have to explain biology 101 on national television, but she is very good at it. I wish she'd been my high school math teacher. Then maybe I know what the f- a fractal is. Even though I'm getting through life just fine, Mr. McKinley, your worst warnings vis-a-vis me and my lack of understanding of fractals have not come to pass. I'm thriving! Seriously, though, I get that these guys are just unrepentant misogynists who want to control women's bodies, but they can't even be bothered to pay attention for 5 minutes in health class. Do we also need members of Congress to go on TV and teach Driver Zed? Does AOC need to get in a car with Ted Cruz and teach him how to parallel park? I'm guessing that dude's never done a K-turn in his life. Of course, Republicans only do R-turns, where they drive straight ahead, turn around in a circle, crash into a parked car, and then drive away and say it was a doozle. Sometimes the graphics don't, they're just not ready early enough in the day for me to see them. So, you see them at the first time when you guys did. They did a hell of a job, though. They did a hell of a job. We're facing a series of simultaneous existential crises that are all brewing at the same time. There's a political movement in this country trying to halt any progress in tackling climate change while shredding women's reproductive rights. We need urgent, far-reaching reforms that enshrine a woman's right to choose in federal law, expand voting rights, and address climate change. And those reforms need to happen in the Senate and House as opposed to a senator's
house vote.
This has been A Closer Look.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest tonight is a talented singer, songwriter, and actress who serves as both an executive producer and star of Only Murders in the Building, which is streaming now on Hulu. Please welcome to the show and the studio, Selena Gomez. We're so happy to have you here with us in New York.
I'm so happy to be here. It's my first time.
It's a lovely show. And it's a really great show about New York City as well that you guys got to shoot here.
Yeah, I got to live here for 7 months and hang out with two legends.
Really? They are two legends. Yep. Divas, though, right?
Complete diva. The worst, the most difficult people I've ever worked with.
Yeah. I mean, we were reading, you know, page six every day was they each one wanted a bigger trailer than the other one.
Yeah, it's terrible.
obviously, you started in TV. A lot of people know you from that first. You haven't done scripted television in a long time. Were Steve and Marty one of the pulls to this, or did you come to it before you knew they were involved?
No, I always knew they were involved, but I got a call and I just, I don't know, I love true crime, and I had the concept just was so cool, and I enjoyed working with both of them. It's been great.
It is a show about a murder that takes place in a building, and three podcast fans who then both go about trying to solve the murder and starting a podcast themselves.
Yes.
But you do come by this honestly. You are being serious when you say that you like true crime.
Definitely. I went to Crime Con with my mom.
Okay.
Yes.
This is very exciting. I did not know that Crime Con was a thing.
Nobody does. I don't know why.
I mean, it sounds like a place where a crime might be committed. You might want to steer clear.
Yeah, I guess so. I can see that.
And again, there's no judgment. I've been to Comic Con multiple times. Where was the Crime Con?
We went to Florida.
Okay.
And
by the way, tracks.
Yes. Didn't realize that till now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's wild. They give you a case that's still open, and we are able to solve it with them. I mean,
that. So it's not like, okay, so this is interesting because at Comic Con, it's like, you know, oh, they're selling comic art over here or old back issues there. Is it one crime at Crime
Con? Yeah, basically. And really? You're meeting with the forensic team. You're meeting with the family members. They give you all the depositions. I mean, it's completely legit. I thought I was a full-blown, like, crime solver. I felt like I was going to solve the case.
Do you feel like you were better at it or your mom was better at
it? My mom was much better at it because I was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in real life, you don't think you could actually crack a case?
Hell no. Nope.
So is this...
Don't come to me.
So is this everybody... I mean, were you sitting there? Were you taking notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just fun. I don't know how to explain it. It was a weekend and I don't know. Just we're around people that loved it, too.
And then at the end, is the crime solved?
No.
Okay.
I think that's the hard part.
Yeah, they say the beginning of Crime Con is the most fun. At the end, they're like, thank you for coming. The killer runs free.
I know, exactly. That's what it felt like.
I mean, obviously, you're a very recognizable person. When you go to Crime Con, did you have to go out of your way to sort of disguise yourself?
No, it was great. People didn't care. It was so nice. They were so focused on that. I mean, and I don't know if they were my demographic. I don't think they gave a that I was there.
That's true. Plus, if you wore a disguise, I feel like the one place they would notice the quickest is Crime Con. Yes. They're very on to things like disguises. you have this situation where obviously Steve and Marty have known each other for a very long time. I also know them to be incredibly welcoming people.
Yes.
It just must have been very fun to be on set with them.
It really was. I think they, if anything, have taught me so much just about comedy. I mean, they have a humor that just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the best. And I love watching them do what they do. And I love being a part of it and trying to live up to it, you know? It's been such a blast.
It's really true what you say. It doesn't exist anymore, but the way they do it makes it seem very new.
Yes.
And I think that speaks to how they treat it so much like a craft.
Yes, I agree. And obviously, Steve, I couldn't be more happy or for, because this was his baby, too, with John Hoffman, of course.
That's really nice. So you have a beauty line.
Yes.
And you're also using it as a platform to talk about mental health. Explain,
correct,
like, why that was important and how you're sort of marrying the two.
When I originally wanted to start a cosmetics line, I said, and I made it very clear, that I want it to be a brand that feels effortless, that feels like it doesn't have to be about what we look like. So I just wanted to eliminate this idea of perfection, all these girls kind of looking the same and you feel like you need to look like them. And I wanted my makeup to be easy to use and just something to make women and men feel comfortable. I don't know. It's very important.
We have some here. It's called Rare Beauty.
Yes, it is.
This is our what? What is this?
So this just came out. This is my mascara.
Okay, so obviously I've never applied mascara myself. We're gonna see exactly how effortless it is.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
This is so... I guess I have technically... Well, no. Rihanna applied it to me once. Oh. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it. It's something I'm very private about.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You want to start at the bottom.
Okay.
And then kind of just...
Well, see, I feel like right away it's deeply unfair. Well.
Yep, go then push up. Oh, wow.
So right away, this is making a huge difference.
You see?
I mean...
Oh, my gosh, it looks fabulous.
I also like, you know what? This is fun to do together.
I know, it really is.
Like, that's the part of this that I immediately really like. It's like, you know when, like, I just feel like there's not a thing guys have where we're, like, having a nice conversation but also, like, doing something?
Yeah, this is very cool.
This is great. I'm just going to do one eye so we can see the difference.
All right, I just would finish both.
Oh, this is just...
All right. I'm so proud of you.
I mean, it really makes a difference. I mean, I think I did. I thought this was going to be like, ha ha, you're bad at it because you're a guy, but I did great.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Now, I do feel like I got some in my eye. But can I say, I think it's made with really good material because there's no burning.
No, that's, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I got some in my eye and it's just fine.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's really nice to have you for the first time. And again, the show is wonderful, and I can't wait to watch more of it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys, that's Selena Gomez. Check out Only Murders in the Building on Hulu now with new episodes releasing on Tuesdays.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.